Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, sponsored by WebSpy. It's September 22nd, 2009, and this is episode 209. This week we're going to take a look at three winning images from the August 2009 photography assignment on juxtaposition, sponsored by WebSpy. I actually announced the winners to the photography assignment in the forum at martinbaileyphotography.com last week, so there's no surprises for the winners today, but I do like to do a little bit of a talk, you know, have a, maybe not quite a critique, but I like to talk about each of the images that win, so I figured I'd still put this out there this week. Before we go on, I'd like to say a big thank you to our sponsors WebSpy, the internet monitoring, analysis and reporting specialists. Please tweet the message thanks to @WebSpy for sponsoring the @MartinBaileyPhotographyPodcast on Twitter to show your support. To find out more about WebSpy and their products, go to webspy.com/MBP and use the discount code MBPWSY for a discount of 10% on anything that you buy. Because I announced the winners via the photography forum last week, we're actually able to include a little behind-the-scenes type information on the images, as Landon, Helen and Marcus, the winners, shared their backstories in the follow-up thread on the forum. I'll put a link to that thread in the show notes in case you're interested for, you know, to go and read for yourself. I'll also be posting the transcript for this week's episode on my blog at blog.martinbaileyphotography.com. So let's take a look at the winning images, as usual, in reverse order, starting with Marcus Bain's wonderful image, M13892, which is titled Oil versus Water. I'll go into what I think of the shot shortly, but first, here's that backstory, which I'm going to paraphrase from Marcus's follow-up forum post. We hear that Marcus used a Lensbaby 3G with the 5.6 aperture ring and the Lensbaby macro kit. He used the plus 4 filter and the plus 10 filter combined. The camera is a Canon EOS 350D. Marcus got a small glass fishbowl for 100 yen, which is about a dollar, and gave it a good clean and poured in a little water and placed it on some white card in the bright midday sun. With an eyedropper, Marcus squeezed a drop of some cheap black oil-based ink, which, you know, basically hit the surface of the water and spread out rapidly into the pattern that we see in the image. He shot this at various angles and handheld and found that he liked this angle the most. So thanks so much for the backstory, Marcus, and I have to say that I'm totally loved the results that you got here. I applaud your pre-visualization and planning for this shot too. The effect is absolutely stunning. I'm so glad that you provided this background information too, as I'd have been floundering around all over the place trying to figure out how to explain how I thought you did this. I'd probably have been able to say no more than just like no help or something, you know, I just would have been lost totally. The Lensbaby effect has added so much to this image, but the pattern that the ink has made and the sharp detail is simply amazing. It really is out of this world. So congratulations on such a great image and on third place for the assignment for August 2009. Next up we have Helen H. with image M14027, which is titled Size Matters. Helen also left a backstory from which we understand that this is Helen's partner's Porsche Boxster, and it's his pride and joy, as you can imagine, along with, in the image, an 1/18th scale model of the same colour car. When Helen saw the juxtaposition theme, they struck her as being an ideal subject, so small and versus large versions of the same thing. And this, you know, it's really, really good forethought here, Helen. Well done indeed for making the connection. Helen kneeled on her driveway and shot this using a Sigma 10-20mm lens on a beanbag. With the contrast between the dark cars and the brightness in the sky, Helen foresaw that the single frame wasn't going to work. So she shot five images from -2 to +2 EV and then combined them in Photomatics Pro. This was Helen's first real attempt at HDR, so that makes it even more impressive. The angle that Helen has shot the image at adds a lot to the image, in my opinion. The image is probably tilted around 15 degrees clockwise, so both cars are also tilted at an angle, but that works really well here. We also see a little evidence of cloud movement, little remnants there in the HDR process, where the clouds have just sort of shifted between shots, but this isn't overly distracting and actually might even give us a hint of the process in the image. The clouds are nice and bright, floating in that lovely blue sky, so all in all, this image works really incredibly well. So congratulations to Helen on second place with this classic shot, and thanks for the background information as well. And talking of classic images, Landon Michelson's or BK Secret in the forums has done it again with a totally beautiful shot of father and baby, which is image M13984 called Both Hands Full. Landon also provided the backstory for this shoot, including a photograph of the client's room with all of the gear set up ready for the shoot. Landon tells us that he had nothing to do with the pose. The baby girl was hungry between takes and the dad really didn't know what else to do. So Landon was presented with this great shot on a plate. Of course, it's still necessary to recognize that the image is there and to pick up the camera and make that image. We heard that Landon used two 60-inch shoot-through umbrellas with backspill control added by using the back covers, from the convertible umbrellas on the back of the umbrellas themselves behind the lights. He used two alien bees triggered by Pocket Wizards, and the background is auto poles, crossbar and black fabric with mottled grey fantasy cloth draped over double on the black. For this shot, the main light was positioned about 3 feet from the subject on camera right, and the backlight was positioned about 6 feet away, camera left, behind the subject. This gave Landon good separation light and soft wrapping light at the same time. The background was illuminated by the light as it washed across it. The last thing that he did was to rotate the camera and reframe the unfolding event and fill the frame as we see it in the photograph. We can see that the image was rotated by looking at the angle of the milk in the bottle, as Landon points out. The black and white conversion was done with Silver FX Pro, and selective sharpening was used to bring out the texture in the dad's skin, but not the daughter's. Well, it really did turn out to be the sort of masterful shot that we've learned to expect from Landon. Everything just works. The rotation of the camera resulted in a great composition, and the line of sight between dad and daughter is very apparent, despite us hardly being able to see the subject's eyes at all. The lighting is wonderful and the tonal qualities are simply superb. Congratulations on both the capture and taking first place with this unforgettable image, Landon. So we've got just 10 days left, 10 days or so left, for the September assignment, which is on mirror image. Please do take the time to read the guidelines in the forum before selecting your image, or even before going out to shoot your image if you haven't already shot it. There have been a number of people recently that have posted multiple images, which we actually, we only actually allow one entry per person, and I can catch this sometimes, but other times it's difficult, so we really need you to take care of this. The images should also be taken during the month of the assignment, so you can't go rifling through your old image files and drag out something that you already have, but that happens to match the assignment theme. This assignment marks the halfway mark for the six-month group of assignments sponsored by WebSpy. We can also now see that Dan, the winner of the first two assignments, and Landon are now pretty close in the running for first place. I'll put a link to the scores page in the show notes in case you want to take a look. There's still time, of course, for someone to knock Dan or Landon off the top spot. So do try to take time to join in the fun and shoot for these assignments, and you never know, you could be in the running for one of the great prizes that our sponsor WebSpy has allowed us to make available to the three people with the most votes accumulated at the end of the November assignment. You don't necessarily have to win to get placed high in the accumulated scores either. If you produce an image each month that captures the imagination of lots of your peers, you can still steadily amass votes, so please do get involved. It's not just about the prizes, of course, because just taking part will almost certainly make you a better photographer, so in the end, everyone's a winner. To quickly recap on the actual prizes that we're offering, the third place winner will receive every issue of Lenswork extended up until December this year. That's 29 issues in total of Lenswork Extended, which is an incredible prize. So thank you very much to the kind folks at Lenswork for arranging such a great prize for us. The second place winner will receive a Lens Baby Composer. Again, this is just amazing and will open so many doors creatively for the winner. Then the first prize winner will receive an incredible Sigma 50mm f1.4 EXDG HSM lens. If the winner already has it, a copy of this lens, or simply doesn't want it, which I can't imagine why they wouldn't, you can exchange the prize for a $500 B&H gift voucher. So that's about it for this week. Thanks once again to our sponsor WebSpy, and don't forget to tweet thanks to @WebSpy for sponsoring the @MartinBaileyPhotography podcast on Twitter. Those of you that follow my antics on Twitter or Facebook will have heard that I remarkably dropped my 5D Mark II into a river yesterday after bouncing it off a concrete bridge that I was standing on. Pretty harrowing experience in all, but I wrote a blog post about that today and dropped a few images in there just to show the damage. It's heartbreaking to see the sludge and grit in the mirror chamber, but if you can bear to look at that, do take a look at the blog post at blog.martinbaileyphotography.com, and I'll also put a link in the show notes. So that's it. Thanks for listening today, and remember that you can find me on Twitter, Flickr, Facebook, as well as my blog and the photography forum. There are links to all of these pages on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com. The photography forum is just a great place to hang out as well. So, click on the forum link while you're there and join in one of the best online photography communities that I know. In the meantime, I'll be back next week with another Martin Bailey Photography podcast. Until then, you just have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye. The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.